Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
If you believe you're going to be healed, you're going to be healed. If you've repented of sin. If you don't believe you're going to be healed, if you're wishy-washy, you ain't going to be. It's just that fact. Now, did I write the book? Now, who wrote that book? The Lord did. He wrote that. It's His book. And He demands faith, does He not? You have to believe Him. So if God said we have to believe, then obviously He's given us the power to believe. Is that right? Would He ever ask us to do something that was impossible? No, absolutely not. So when you believe, it's done. And it's not by my faith that you get it done, but it's by my faith in Jesus Christ. By faith in the Son of God. That's what Peter and John said. If you think we healed this cripple, let me tell you, it's not us, not by our power, but it was by faith in the name of Jesus that this man stands before you healed. So how do we get it done? By faith in the name of Jesus. See? So when we believe in faith, really believe that these promises belong to us. And here's the one, the main one that's so true today was Matthew 8:17 that I read a while ago. If Jesus has already removed your iniquity and He's removed your disease, if He's already done that, then why in the world are we still sick? It's because we don't believe what He said. But you know, He also said that I have bore your sins, so you don't have to sin no more either. So why do we sin? We don't believe Him's there either. Isn't that something? It's so sad. And He says, I bore your sin so you can die to sin and live unto righteousness. So every church member, every Christian should be living as unto righteousness. Should we not? Should there be any sin in any Christian's life? No, not a bit. Should we be walking holy and obedient to His Word and obeying everything He said? Yeah, but if we don't know what His Word says, we can't do it. You know, it's hard enough when we know what it says. Especially when somebody pulls your string. You know what I mean? Or punches your button or whatever. I know all y'all know what I mean when I say get your button pushed, right? We've all had our buttons pushed, have we not? Yeah, I have mine pushed every once in a while. And every once in a while I have to get a hold of myself. Because I hate when somebody pushes my button. I don't like it. But I'm still a human being. That's what I have to tell my lovely bride once in a while. I say, well, honey, you just have to remember I'm still just a human. You know, I try to walk holy and obedient to God's Word, but unfortunately, I'm still a man. And so I said, that's why you'll never run out of something to pray for that way, see. But, you know, when we pray, does God move? Does He? Of course He does. You know, just like I said, Cheryl, she learned a long time ago, don't give me no trouble. When I get all upset or something or whatever, she just runs over there and says, okay, Lord, soften his heart, make him more like Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to come into the throne room of God and with my request. Now I know it's done. Oh, yeah, and then she made one last statement there I forgot to add. She said, and Lord, if I need to change something, if I've done anything, show me what I've done. And then if I need to change, Lord, show me what I need to change. So she covers the whole spectrum, you know. And, of course, naturally, every time the Lord always tells her, well, she's the culprit, see. I figure you guys are going to kick out of that, right? Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. No, 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 no. It's usually my fault. I'm the one, the culprit, that causes the problem, just like you guys are. You know, your wives, thank God that we have good women, right? Thank goodness that we have good, tender, loving, sweet women that forgive us for all of our stupidity. Yes, brother. I mean, the thing about it is when we stand before God one day, and we all stand before Him every day, really, He holds us accountable. That's why He told us all these Old Testament things where He said, study my word, you know, stay in there, learn what I say. And some people will tell me, well, Thurman, that's Old Testament. I said, well, you come to the New Testament, and He says the same thing. He says, study my word to show yourself approved unto God. Is that what He said? So if He says study under the New Testament, I think that's in 2 Timothy 2:15. I think where that's at. Study to show yourself approved unto God. If that's in the 2 Timothy, that's New Testament, isn't it? So how many of us do not do what He says? Most of us. We don't study. You know, we don't get in there. We don't spend enough time with Him. And I have spent a lot of time with God, but I need to spend a lot more. You know, I spend a lot every week, but I know that the more time I spend with him, the greater becomes his anointing and the greater becomes his miracles, because I'm doing what he told me to do. And by doing what he said, then he honors my prayers when I pray for them, and he heals people, and he does such awesome miracles and things for people. Everybody knows it certainly ain't me that's doing it. It's got to be him. And so he's glorified, and that's what he wants. This is all about Jesus. It ain't about me and you. It's about Jesus. But he wants his people, which are us, to glorify him every day of our life. He wants us to walk holy and obedient to his word. And I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart, if we will do that and walk in obedience to his word, we won't never have to pick up a gun to fight somebody. I think that won't happen. I think he will, you know, lead us through all this, protect us, and he'll fight the battle for us. So just like he did in the Old Testament so many times, you know, he fought the battle for them because they were obedient. Now, when they wasn't obedient, he didn't fight the battles for them. He gave them a spanking, you know, and they got beat up on, they got killed, all kinds of things. And you think about when Joshua and them went up to walk around Jericho for a week, they did everything God said, and he let them totally annihilate everybody, and they didn't lose a man. You know, I mean, so awesome. But then one man, Achan, done one sin. He brought home a little gold and a little silver and a garment that he was told not to do, but he did it, and he didn't let nobody know it. Nobody knew, and he hid it in the floor of his tent. And so Joshua said, well, gee, it was so easy to whip Jericho. Let's just send 3,000 men over to Ai. That won't be a problem. We'll just wipe them out. And they go over and 36 men get killed. Nobody got killed at Jericho, but 36 got killed. And they come home and Joshua's on his face and said, oh, God, what did we do wrong? What's wrong? Why wasn't you with us? And finally, after all day praying, the Lord says, Joshua, get off your face. He said, there's sin in the camp. That's why I didn't go with you. Why do you think he don't go with us today? If there's sin in our camp, he don't go with us. And that's why we don't get healed. You know, if we obey him and do what he says, I guarantee he'll forgive you and he'll heal you. You know, so all you got to do is obey God, believe, and when we pray, make sure you believe he's going to do what he said. I don't care what you got. I don't care what the conditions are. I don't care how sick you are or whatever you are. You've got to believe that when you're prayed for today, you're healed right there. It's done because it's written in God's word. He promised it. And if you will believe him, I guarantee he'll heal you. If you get rid of your sin and you get into belief and not unbelief, to all those that believe, he will heal you. I guarantee it. So, is there any last question before we start praying for people? Yes, ma'am? That's in the New Testament. I don't remember exactly where that's found, but it's in Matthew something. Huh? Do what, Alan? Oh, it's in Luke? Okay. Yeah, those that live by the sword, die by the sword. Well, that yeah. Yeah, sure you could, yeah. But see, I lived by the gun in Vietnam, and I didn't get killed. But I went over there. I didn't want to kill anybody. You know, I didn't want to kill anybody. I definitely don't want to kill anybody. But let me tell you what, I don't know how you feel about this, but if those men that broke into Faye Harden's house that time and come in and like to kill her, let me tell you what, I'm going to tell you, and I'm just as serious as I can be, she was a great Christian woman, and she got attacked. Now let me tell you, somebody bust my door down at night, somebody's going to die, because I got a shotgun in there that's full of shells, a double-aught buckshot, and you come through my door and you don't announce who you are, you may not walk out of there alive. I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. You ain't got no business in my bedroom at night when I go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you come busting my door down, I'm assuming you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing, and you're not supposed to be there. So I don't think it's going to be nobody from the ministry center coming in to see me at 3 o'clock knocking my door down. If they want me, they're going to call me or knock on the door or something, but they ain't going to bust my door down. So if that happens, hey, you know, and it may cost me my life. I don't know. But if it does, so be it. But I ain't going to go down by myself. You know, that's just the way I feel. I am not going to be taken by this group of people that's trying to run the world. I will fight. If I had to go to Vietnam and fight, I'll fight here. You understand me? I ain't going to lay down. I just ain't going to do it. Yeah, she's really on fire for the Lord. She's telling us about the Muslims, what they're doing. She's the one that told us all the things that happened over there in Lebanon and everywhere, and when the Muslims came in and they were so peaceful and loving and kind until they got to be more than the Christians, and then they Killed them all. Yeah, they killed them all. And so they got the same plan in America. But the thing about it is, it's because of sin is why these things happen. The same reason we're sick, the same reason those of you that are here today to be healed, is because you got sin in your life. You need to get rid of that sin and start putting God first, because He plainly says in His Word that if you obey Me and do everything I say, I will take how much sickness away from you? Hey, so that means if we got sickness, and I've had sickness, sometimes it's just unbelief. I mean, I didn't know these things, and that's why I was sick when I asked the Lord 30 years ago, Lord, I have been sick so many times since I was 11, and I don't understand why, if I was healed on the cross like I was saved, and it appears that's the way it is. I said, so why have I been sick? And He said, son, I am a faith God, and without faith it's impossible to please Me. And He said, you have never received Me as your personal healer by faith in My Word. So I knelt right there that day, and I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer, and I have virtually not been down with a sick day since that day. I just had a little bout with here a while back. I was out at, a couple months ago, I was out at GLC, and Al had such a stopped up head. I laid hands and prayed over him, and I came home, and every time I got out in the cold and went to work, my nose started running. I rebuked that thing, stood against it. You think I'd take a drop of medicine? No way, not on your life. I blew my nose a lot of times, but I fought that battle of faith until I kicked that devil out of me. You know, I know that something allowed that beast to come in, and it might have been because I was speaking evil about somebody, you know, because I have a problem when I start talking about Washington. Do y'all understand how hard it is not to talk evil about somebody that's doing what they're doing up there? But I have to be careful. But anyway, I did have a little bout with, of course, it didn't put me down. You know, I worked every day, but I did blow my nose a lot, especially when I was outside. I could come inside and I could be fine. I could preach on Sunday, I'm fine. Monday, I get out there and it's 40 degrees and start working, and my cotton picking nose start running. So I'd have to get my Kleenex out and blow my nose, and I'd rebuke the devil every time I did it in the name of Jesus. And I'd repent, Lord, if I've done something, I'm sorry. I repent. Now I'm kicking this beast out in the name of Jesus. Well, praise God. But somebody said, let me get you some Advil or whatever. I said, you can forget that. I ain't taking no medication. If I can't heal with Jesus, then I'll just keep it from now on. And that's the way I feel. I ain't going to take nothing the world has to give me at this point. Nothing.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.